This is Cambodia's fourth general election since democracy was reintroduced by a United Nations mandate in 1991. Most observers expect the ruling Cambodian People's Party, led by Prime Minister Hun Sen, to sweep to an easy victory. In the past, two-thirds of parliamentarians were needed to form a government, but a recent change in Cambodia's election law means that a simple majority of 50% plus one are now all that is needed. That means that for the first time, the ruling CPP is likely to be able to govern without the support of smaller parties. While the run-up to polling day has been more peaceful than in previous elections, it has been marked by a spate of politically motivated killings and other alleged abuses, such as vote buying and intimidation. Kek Galbru is the head of local human rights group Lekado. She says that ruling party activists are threatening voters.
We continue to see intimidation everywhere, everywhere. Like they say, we need your ID to be able to, I don't know what to do. So people are scared. Why they want my ID? Sometimes they come, if you join us, you will have a good future. If you don't, be careful, look at the land grabbing, etc.
Parliament member Son Che is a spokesman for the main opposition Sam Rainsy Party. He accuses the Cambodian People's Party of trying to steal the election.
If you have a free and fair election without vote buying, without intimidation, without cheating, I doubt if CPP is able to get more than 30% of the vote. So it's quite different, a big problem here. We never be able to have a free and fair election. You know, we can compare Cambodia a bit like Zimbabwe, if not worse than that.
The government denies that widespread electoral abuses have occurred, pointing to the reduced number of politically motivated killings reported during the pre-election period. Kay Bun King is the campaign deputy director for the ruling Cambodian People's Party. King says he believes the campaign to choose party candidates for the fourth term in parliament went smoothly. He says incidents of politically motivated violence were very low and that electoral monitors have reported big improvements since the last election. While international monitors in Cambodia have reported an improved election environment this time around, they point to what they call critical problems in Cambodia, such as the government's monopoly on TV broadcasting. Tom Andrews is a spokesman for the National Democratic Institute, which just released a report on the pre-election period.
Cambodia has made some improvements. I think you have to recognize that. I was here in 1995. I was here in the elections in 1998. There are clear improvements. That said, are voters in Cambodia getting a fair opportunity to hear all sides in an election? No. Is the ruling party using the apparatus of power, vis-a-vis the government, to maximize its advantage? Yes.
With one day to go before voting begins, active campaigning has now come to an end. The government has introduced a 48-hour alcohol ban to coincide with voting, which begins early Sunday morning. First results are not expected for a few days. Rory Byrne, VOA News, Phnom Penh.